Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
A former player called me on the phone on a Sunday morning and started screaming about the proposal that the owners sent to the players.
There'll be no spitting, no sunflower seeds, no smokeless tobacco products, no gum.
It'll never happen.
No chance we're going to play this season. That's what he told me. The next day, I spoke to a general manager who is very plugged in on this, and he told me the chances of playing this year are 100%.
I'm confused.
This deal needs to be done with May still on the date. If you don't have that, then you will not have baseball in early July.
If baseball could possibly start in July, but there's no baseball because the owners and the players can't come to an agreement? Devastating.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I love that general manager owner sitting there, 100%. Yeah, you want it in your mind, 100%. I just heard Mutt do another one of these COVID-19 updates. Everything's wonderful. Everything is rosy. Everything is great. Everything's been fixed.
Really?
And yet we're mired in the same crap here at 2:01 in the afternoon. Why?
I heard, really? Because I heard that it was the largest uptick in the world?
No, but that's elsewhere.
In the world? But locally, I mean, we got to worry about what's going on in Uruguay.
I can't worry about China.
In the Faroe Islands. What is going on in Aruba? Because it generally affects us. Stop giving world reports, Mutt.
You've done a great job here in the U.S., but Costa Rica saw a spike. We're going to stay closed for another 3 weeks.
Puerto Rico had another case today. Got to be real careful.
Yeah, that's where we're going with
it. I tell you what, it could affect downtown Hingham. You never know. It's possible.
Wake up every day thinking, you know, maybe, I don't know, somebody would get the baker. You know, maybe it's the Paisans down the north end screaming on Fox 25 all night long, God, which is absolutely gorgeous.
What is going on here?
Maybe just somebody, the big money people who are getting crushed, got in his ear and he just said, you know what, maybe not. You know, phase two starts Monday. That's how we do. We're going to do phase two on Monday. One week. We're doing such a good job. Everything is down. Let's do this thing.
But it's 3 weeks.
Like maybe there's going to be a surprise, Lou. I feel like there's going to be. They're just teasing us. It's like a surprise party. Next thing you know, Monday's going to come around. You guys. I got you. We're good. Go ahead. Go about your business. Just go ahead. I feel like at some point in time, you can't. It's almost like they have to keep us wanting more, keep us interested, and then slowly and gradually throw something out there to appease us.
Well,
it's coming. Yeah,
meanwhile, people are going to start throwing things back at them because people are getting pissed right now. I'm sorry. If you're not paying attention, people are getting pissed. People are getting impatient because people want some answers through all of this. So let's bring it back to sports because we were all, I think, 3 weeks ago, fairly optimistic that we were going to see sports back.
Yeah.
And then over the last 3 weeks, the optimism meter, I don't know what that general manager or owner is talking about with baseball, has gone right down the you-know-what. And so I saw this. Lou had linked this today, a piece that Major League Baseball did. And he linked it, and he basically said, there's no shot of playing any baseball.
No shot.
I read it, and it goes on forever. And it's done by the entire ESPN staff. The headline, How MLB is Navigating the Coronavirus Pandemic to Play Ball. And they got a million people who were interviewed from all walks of life. And to me, that's the biggest problem, Lou.
I would say this. You know, we all can agree that every single state's having a different approach. And people are listening to the so-called experts. Well, there's experts that want to start up the economy or think we can safely. There's experts that think we're careless if we start up the economy, correct? I mean, there's two...
Yes.
there's two opinions going on from the so-called experts and scientists. There really is. What baseball did was they talked to the wrong people. Okay, I'm looking at this article. Well, they're talking about the people that want to keep the country shut down for another year or two. How MLB is navigating the coronavirus pandemic to play ball. The third paragraph, they talked to Andy Dolich, a Bay Area consultant who works as a senior exec for teams in major sport, every major sport. This is what he said. Quote, what's at stake here is human life.
Oh, there we go.
That might sound overdramatic, but it doesn't sound overdramatic to me. All the people involved, that's a person with a name who has a family.
Right.
That's how this article started. I was three paragraphs into it and said, done. Done. And I tell you what, every single person that they talk to in this article has the exact same approach. There's one doctor who actually thought that they could play. But he even said he hasn't talked to Major League Baseball. So they have only been talking to people with that type of attitude. Human life here is at stake. These people have a family, damn it. Aren't you concerned? There is no chance that baseball is being played in 2021. The season is over.
Dunsky.
Over.
Here it is.
I've declared it
over. Here it is. The baseball guy, Dunsky. I'd like to find out what Andy Dolich feels about all of the lives that have been lost over the last few years for, I could give you, 12 different ways to.
Doesn't matter, Glenn. What happens with other areas and other diseases doesn't matter anymore.
No, that's the problem. The Andy Dolich's of the world are all concentrated on one thing, and that's COVID-19. And when you throw the statistics out at them and who it's affecting and who it really isn't affecting, Andy Dolich doesn't want to hear it, the Andy Dolich's of the world.
I read the same piece,
and I think Lou just nailed it.
They're talking about medical equipment, protective equipment. Every resource, she says, used by Major League Baseball will be a resource, not used by a healthcare service somewhere. Unfortunately, that's just our reality. She went on to say, if they say they're talking about testing because they need improved testing, which we all agree, everybody does. She said, if they say we can get a number of tests we need, but people that should be getting tested aren't, it's just rude.
Well, that's going to happen.
I don't know another word for it.
Tell you that right
what
now.
What is this?
Rude.
13 years old? That's just rude. Oh, my rude. God. Say it with a Valley Girl accent.
Human lives are at stake, and it's rude if they take too much testing. Forget about it. Dude, it is over.
So here's what you've
done.
You're right. You have a bunch of people, and every single group of people you're talking to have a different agenda. So the players have one agenda, the owners have another agenda, the doctors, the scientists, then you've got the political officials, because they go heavily into the piece about how some teams are going to have to play all of their home games somewhere else, and that may be Massachusetts, because certain states are not allowing the same loose parameters that some other states are allowing. So then on top of that, something I never even thought about, you've got the grounds crew, you've got the staff and all this other stuff, and none of these people can come in contact with the players. They are setting up, guys, so many freaking obstacles. You're right, Lou. There's no way they get this thing done. They can't. And we're talking in 3 weeks they need to put this thing together. Zippo. 100% chance of playing, 100% chance not playing.
Glenn, they don't have the spine for it.
They don't.
They don't have the spine for it, and that's just, that's fine. That's fine. Then just don't have baseball, right? I mean, if you keep coming up with reasons why you shouldn't do it and why you can't do it, and you over-dramatize it, every person has a name. How about the 85-year-old that was in a nursing home? What's that person's name? Not to be, insensitive.
Oh, Andy Dolich, he knows all the names.
But it's a big reason why. So I if you allow these people into your, your board.
They have.
If you allow them, see, now they're in. Now it's too late. Now you let them in. Now you kick them out. They say, this is what I told them. They didn't do it. This guy's stupid. That guy's stupid. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. They're just, all they care about is money. You're screwed now. You should have created your own little board with only people who want to play baseball. Okay, we all know there's a risk. We all want to play baseball. How do we do it? Don't bring non-baseball players. Bring the team doctors in. Create a, bring some fan in and put a gown on him and call him a doctor. This is why you're not going to have baseball. I'm not even kidding. You have if you want to get paid, if you want money, if you want to have a season, half a season, well then, you know, do it the right way.
Listen, I'm not trying to knock Andy Dolich at least too much, the Bay Area consultant that Lou brought up, but if you take doctors or anybody out there, the politically correct thing to say is if one person dies, it's one person too many, okay? We've already heard Dr. Fauci say when we asked the question, people have asked the question, when is sports going to start? And he's going to say the virus is going to determine when sports is going to start. What does that mean?
The virus.
Right?
The
what
virus.
Does that mean? So what you're telling me is we have to get down to zero deaths. And we're not going to do that. We have history on our side of other pandemics that have hit, and we know that's not the case. They last 2-3 years. We know all of this stuff.
All these people that are so-called, listening to the experts, are they listening to the scientists that say it's not going away? Like, it's not going away?
It's not. We have history to prove that, Lou.
No, it's not going away.
No.
The NBA, the NHL, MLB. MLB is going to face COVID-19 restrictions next April.
Yes.
When the season starts.
No question.
The NBA, they think they're going to just cancel this season and start up again in December? Okay? It's the same thing. It ain't going away. It's not. Okay, you're not going to get a vaccine that people are going to feel good about. Everybody thinks vaccine is like this cure. You know, everyone's going to get it. Yeah. You guys are going to line up
the
to go get
normal,
it?
Normal.
You're going to give your 80-year-old father? Like, you're going to give it to him? Just take it? Everything's going to go. It's not going away.
Well, I heard last
you
night.
You need to learn how to live with this thing.
Okay, so
and
I heard
realistically, and who to protect?
Right, and Christian's right. You got to have the backbone. You've got to have some risk here, and there's risk involved in all of this. And what you do is you protect the people that are the most vulnerable, and then you bunker down your game and you find a way to do it. If not, we're all screwed. I hate to tell you, all this stuff is shut down. And you're right, Lou. Baseball won't start next April.
No,
because this thing's not going away. There's still going to be deaths.
There's still
going to
be people out there.
And again, we
have tested every single day, and there's still going to be people out there saying that that's rude.
We can go back in history, the Hong Kong flu. We can go back to the swine flu. We can go back to all these flus and know that there is a period in which they last for 2 or 3 years minimum. And I heard somebody, a doctor last night, talk about the vaccine, and he said, "I think people are being a little aggressive when they talk about it coming out by January. But if it comes out by January, by the time they manufacture it and they administer it to everybody out there, it's 6 to 8 or 9 months after that. So basically, if it comes out in January, and I don't think anybody is looking at a realistic date of January of the vaccine coming out. If we're talking about having the all safe now, we're talking about August or September of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That's if it comes out in January.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes out later than that, you push the calendar back even more so.
That's when phase four starts. October 22.
I mean, 21. This is all ridiculous. So Major League Baseball apparently has given the players two choices. We will give you the two choices, and you tell us if there is any chance that this is going to happen. We'll get to your phone calls. Mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock today at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter. Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
A former player who's now an instructor and has had 30 years in the game called me on the phone on a Sunday morning and started screaming about the proposal that the owners sent to the players. And he said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. There is no chance we're going to play this season. That's what he told me. The next day, I spoke to a general manager who is very plugged in on this, and he told me the chances of playing this year are 100%.
Unbelievable. It really unbelievable. You communicate to two different people. They're working the same business in the same company, basically. It's a large company, 30 teams. And you ask one of them that's on the labor side, and they're sitting there going, oh, freaking way, this is awful. And you ask the other guy, and it's 100%. So here's what Major League Baseball did. They gave the players two choices. You guys tell me which choice you want here. Choice number one, you guys can negotiate a new deal with revenue sharing like we want you to do as a 50-50 split, or we can take door number two, and that would be no baseball, and we'll just all wait around when the government and individual municipalities allow fans to come back into the stands.
Yeah.
Which one
I think
would you
take? That does not even sound like choices. That sounds more like, let me see here, an ultimatum.
Yes.
Sounds like an ultimatum. So, yes. That's right. I mean, for me, it's obvious that they have actually drawn a line in the sand and said, you know what? Take it or leave it. Doesn't it feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, Tim Kurkjian is tied in with these people, and when you hear him talk, as you just did, with both a player who's now an instructor and talking to an owner, and they go in the opposite direction, it's if we get our way.
No, it's also planned. And the owners can be in a room on a conference call and be on the same page. Okay, Christian knows too, it's hard. It's harder to get, you know, 750 players, or in the NFL, you tell me how many players that is, 1,600 to be on the same page. So the players keep speaking. The owners are smarter than the players. So the owner sits there and says, 100% we're playing. Of course, unless those players screw it up, right? So this is the message that's constantly getting out there.
Yes.
No, we're playing. Okay. Meanwhile, Kirkson's talking to a player and saying, no shot. So the players are saying, no shot. The owners are saying, we're playing. So publicly, what happens? The owners know how to play this game. They always have. They always will. So they're setting the guys up to look bad. There's no question about it. And if there's no baseball, it's going to be all in the players. They put some bogus 68-page thing together that's unreasonable, that can never possibly be met. And when the players sit there and say, we can't do this, they're going to say, see, players again. They don't really care about safety. We do. You know, they don't care about the game. We told them, hey, salary or no baseball. They chose no baseball. The players chose no baseball. I mean, they're setting them up. And well, they're going to come out of this thing looking bad like they always do.
It's interesting because Tom Glavine, or I should characterize him as what I always do, and that's Bill Ricka's own, Tommy Glavine.
Yep.
He was part of that baseball strike in 94 and 95. And he was vocal during all of that. And he's nailed it. Basically, the owners are putting the players in that position where they can blame the players. And that's what's going to happen. The public will blame the players. And guys like Blake Snell and Trout and Harper and others do not help themselves with the public. They basically hand it to the public and say, okay, we're the villains. Here you go. Here's some evidence.
Well, yeah. what is funny to me is that first of all, they were right not to trust him in the first place. They were right to kind of, you know, push back a little bit. And the other thing is that the owners are always going to they'll release some sort of information, and then someone will write a long piece on it. No one will read it. They'll just look at the headline. And then most of them will be slanted, you know, in favor of the owners because they control it. Yeah. Just like the Wells report. I didn't read the Wells report. I didn't have to. Yeah, you kind of had to read the Wells report to understand. No, I just read the headline. I just saw Dorito ding. I just saw deflated footballs. That's all I saw. I didn't read anything else. So you read until you get the information that you want. This is 100% on the players. I don't think it is, but it will be blamed on the players.
Oh, no,
because they have the ability to take less like everybody else. And why aren't they doing it?
But you know, and this goes back to the only debate, the whole debate that's forever going on in baseball, and that's a salary cap. And when people say, well, it's different this year, you know, and the players, the owners need it. The owners need it. You know, meanwhile, I was talking about that Fangraphs article yesterday, which is outstanding. I would go to it and I would read it. It points out that over the last 4 years, player payroll has not moved. Now, we know salaries are crazy, right? They're going up. But every time there's a Mookie Betts or a Mike Trout signed, like, you know, there's other guys that are getting squeezed out. The middleman's not making any money. The game is getting younger. The stars are getting paid. But the salaries have not moved in 4 years, while baseball revenues have increased by $1 billion.
Right.
So if the players aren't getting it, who is? In addition to large annual increases in franchise's value, he says, there's also evidence that the owners have reaped $5 to $7 billion over the last three seasons beyond the cost of owning and operating a franchise. So the value of their franchises have gone up. They've made between $5 and $7 billion over the last 3 years. They're having record revenues, and the salaries haven't gone up in 4 years.
I don't buy
and now they're going to sit there and say, we can't survive?
I don't
That's
buy
a bunch
value.
Of crap, dude.
Oh, it's you're always me.
Cleaning it up the last 3 or 4 years while the players aren't getting a piece of that thing. But not all.
No, you're right. What's happening is teams are signing the big, huge superstars because those are the ones that are going to attract people to the games, attract people to watch them on TV, and then they're going to get the other guys really cheap or in the first 6 years of their deal, first 4 years anyway, where they can get them real cheap.
Look at the last 2 years.
And the middle class is gone. That's what they did.
I'm just saying, free agency, you know, January, February, March, they're getting bargain basement. I mean, there's guys that are free agents. I remember this year, last year, the year before, where you're just like, man, you could put a good team on the table right now that are all free agents in February, and they're getting squeezed, and they want a job. Yeah, so instead of getting $10-12 million, they're getting $2.5 million.
Yeah, the one thing I would say, Lewis, don't get too wrapped up in the value of these franchises. Like anything else, it's when you finally sell your house as to whether it has value. You know, you can look at those teams.
I'm just saying, other than the increases in value, leave that part out.
Yeah, that's Forbes coming up with some phony number
over the last three seasons, beyond the cost of operating a franchise.
Regional TV contracts have exploded.
And salaries haven't moved.
Right, you've seen it in Tampa. Nobody goes to the games, but they just got themselves an $85 million TV rights contract. How did that happen if nobody goes to the games? Well, because people still watch the games. And by the way, it's still the one place you can get live advertising because our viewing habits have changed. We watch Netflix, we watch shows, we sit there and watch 12 episodes at one time and never see a commercial. Where do you see commercials? On live sporting events. So it's got value.
It always does amaze me when people side with the billionaires. I never understood that. Because there isn't person that's critical of the owners.
It's a kid's game, you know.
No, one person's critical of the owners. Everyone's critical of the ball players.
Everybody says that it's a kid's game. It's not a kid's game. We played a kid's game. I'm talking about me and all the other little fat kids out there. Okay, we played the kids' game. These guys played a business. They played in a business.
Yeah, why is it that the players are unreasonable? Because I just told you, unwilling to compromise. No, I mean, I get it.
I threw a football when I was a kid, crazy. Like you.
And here's the thing. Most of the people that go to the games have bosses, or work for a company whose owner could be a good guy, could be a bad guy, whatever. But the fact is that they always side. And maybe because people don't believe that they should be bitching or complaining for all the money that they're making. You make $5 million in a year. I can't make that in my whole life. Why are you bitching? Well,
that's what it is.
Let's not compare apples and oranges, okay? It's totally different. You're a grape, I'm an apple. All right, some of these guys are pineapples. And there's a couple watermelons out there. Big guys who get big paychecks. But let's not act like we're the same. No. We're not.
Bowl of fruit.
It is.
Everything Lou just said about
we're all just fruit.
You know, the money that is out there is absolutely correct. But here's what the owners are going to be able to do, and the public will buy it because it's legit. Everybody's seeing a deterioration of the economy, and so now you're going to see it with no fans, and you're going to sit there and say, "Well, now the owners are telling the truth because they are losing money, Lou." So they are now going to lose, hundreds of millions of dollars, and the league's billions of dollars. So now they have a legitimate gripe against the players. But when you hear that, they're giving them two choices: either negotiate the deal with revenue sharing. In other words, we're not going back and forth. There's no counter negotiation here. Or we'll just wait. We'll just wait for all the fans to come back. I can't tell you when that's going to happen. That may be a while. I mean, I've seen stuff out there where they're getting into, they don't know if the fan experience is going to be the same when the fan comes back. They don't know if it's going to be safe to have concessions or allow people to drink beer or do any of these things. Who knows when that happens, right? Who knows? All right, let's get to the phone calls. People want to talk about this. Major League Baseball, the more and more you see, is there any shot here of baseball coming back? And I think Christian hit on it. Somebody's got to take some risk here.
Someone's going to find their backbone.
They're too safe. They're too safe. Here's Howard and Randolph. Howard.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Howard.
Okay, my question is for Lou, and I'm sure you other guys know the answer, but obviously baseball has the expenses of the payroll, both major and minor league. But yeah. The average salary for the big markets is like $200 million. They got a lot of teams that make that spend less than that. How much money do they get from the networks and from also the private TV contracts? Does that more than cover the payroll? Because then they make the money on the stadiums where they get the ticket prices, the concessions, and the parking.
Well, I mean, baseball, for the most part, is a $10.7 billion industry, and I think they said 4.7 of it is covered by payroll. So
it's all different or by, with different franchises.
Or salaries and everything else. So the rest of it, I mean, I don't know. I saw there's numbers out there. I've read some articles that they get mind-boggling. The confusion comes into play with how much money they're actually getting. You know, when a team like Boston that owns Nesson, and you start talking about revenue coming in and there's hidden dollars everywhere, they make a lot of money. I mean, it's $10.7 billion industry. You know, the Kansas City Royals, their salary was $60 million, just sold for $1 billion. Why would anybody move into $1 billion, you know, buy a team for $1 billion if the industry sucks, if you're going to lose money, if it's a dying sport, if it's the Kansas City Royals who
it's
blow?
Very sensitive about
like, why would
sport,
you spend $1 billion? How are the Red Sox worth $3.3 billion after they bought it for $770 million in 01 or 02, whatever it was? So the money's there. The money's coming in.
But it is different in baseball than it is, for an example, in football. So in football, Howard, they all share the TV revenue. So the local teams are able to do the preseason games, but even one or two of those are taken away with networks. But during the regular season, the networks that do deals with the National Football League are the ones that control all of the TV revenue. Every one of the teams split it equally in 32 different
segments. Well, they do revenue sharing
segments.
In baseball, too.
They do, but the revenue sharing is much different. Baseball teams are much more controlled by their local market, and that's why you're right that New York, Boston, with the TV rights fees they get, can do far more, bring far more revenue than Tampa Bay or Kansas City can. The small market teams, the big market teams, there's a gigantic separation. You don't have that in football, Lou. Jacksonville might have the smallest, revenue out there, and yet they're still getting the same amount of money that New England's getting or the Patriots or the Giants are. Now, if you, with your stadium, with luxury boxes and restaurants and all of the new, you know, fandangles they have, you can make a lot more money locally that you don't have to share. Albert in Rhode Island wants to talk about something other than Brady, and I've got to go to him. Albert, you're up, brother. Albert? Maybe it's a different Albert.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can hear you.
Going through a drop zone. Listen, how you doing, boys? There's nothing more detestable, in my opinion, than gap minimizers, but those who want to reach upward rather than trying to get there and grab down those that are successful. Guys, little piece of information. Blake Snell, Bryce Harper, they're like 0.00000001% of the world. So, unfortunately, for the people of $36 million who are widely affected, and that's unfortunate by layoffs and unemployment, these superstar million and billionaires are the best world to do. So supply and demand simply states
We gave him a shot. Drop zone.
It's too bad.
We got our own drop zone.
Clear when he talks about Brady.
We got our own drop
something
zone.
Other than Brady, he can't.
Yeah, he can't do it. His phone, phone broke up.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. He can't seem to handle it. I don't know what he was getting at. Do you have any idea what he was getting at?
No.
Something about the top and the bottom and, you know, dolls and stands. I don't
know. Was he trying to defend Blake Snell or Bryce Harper or whatever? By the way, do you hear what Trout has said constantly? Trout said he's not going to play unless they're testing every single day.
Yeah.
And then he's using the pregnancy of his wife. I shouldn't say as an excuse. He's using it to explain his particular situation.
Yeah.
And that is that
he
wants to go visit his wife. They're telling him, it's probably not the best idea right now. You're gonna be
you can't be mad at him for that, though, right?
No, I get it.
I think it's his first kid.
She's due in August. I get it.
Who wants to be away?
I can't knock him for it. On the other hand, he's sitting there basically saying, if I'm not tested every single day, because I have to go visit my wife, and eventually in August she's going to have this baby, so I'm going to have another person I have to be concerned about. You know, what
here's
do?
The thing. Let's just play imaginary world, right?
Ooh, imaginary world.
Yeah, you can get tested every day. So
that was pretty bad.
Do you think when they test it every day, what guys are positive? Okay, let's find a guy that's positive. So I guess because they test every day, he got it overnight. So he was fine yesterday, or is there still going to be concern within that clubhouse because you have a guy that's tested positive? You going to just pull him out? Are you concerned the rest of your team? I guess you test them all, they're negative. Next thing you know, I still think, I don't know how you're going to be able to test every single player. There's going to be people like the one I just told you in this story that think it's rude that sports can be tested every single player. So you're going to have 780. Well, if you're going to have 30 guys, you have almost 1,000 players tested every single day. If you want to talk about your little taxi squads, 50 players. Talk about 1,500 tests every single day for what, 95 days of a regular season? Are we there yet?
Here's the problem.
Are we even close to that yet?
I hate to bring this up, gentlemen, because no. I know you frown upon it, but I think I've been right about this from day one, and that Uh-oh. this is optics, man. Okay? So let me
No, here's the thing. You're optics, man. That's what you're
getting. Well, I bring up the optics confused. To you, you're and then I say, man. This is what you have to fight.
So you're talking about yourself.
It's a briefing.
I'm first in line to fight Optics Man, but Optics Man is always there. He's like the boogeyman. So
you're kind of like Lois Lane.
So let me do this. So in Detroit, out of Michigan, there were auto workers who went back to work at a Ford plant and a General Motors plant. They went back for 2 days. And then what happened is some of the workers, two of them to be exact, two of them tested positive for COVID-19. And what did they do under pressure from Optics Man? They shut down not only the Ford plant, they shut down the General Motors plant as well. How do we get past that line where we're sitting there going, we understand the scientists and the doctors are telling us people are going to test positive. We have to understand that we have to take care of them, get them out of the situation, quarantine them, and get them help. And if they're not in a real high risk group, they're going to fare well. How do we get to that point? Because Optic shut down two assembly plants in Michigan.
Here's the next thing. The next organization, the next company to get it, to go back and have people test positive, they need to stay open.
You can't.
They need to stay open.
Can you imagine what would happen,
Christian? The NFL is already talking about, listen, this is going to come back. We're not shutting down if two guys get it. They're not going to start playing football in September. Two guys get it because everyone's going to still get it. They're going to keep getting it.
What's the German soccer league that just put two teams down? They took two teams out of circulation.
So when are we going to have the World Series again? November
2022.
So yeah, 2022. Like a concern, and they're like, "Whoa, whatever." The worst case scenario is we come back and we lose the playoff money because we need to shut down again in November.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Your team's in the World Series, and you find out that like Xander Bogaerts is tested and he's now out. You know, I mean, or whatever. I mean, Aaron Judge.
Oh, can you imagine? Know,
Garrett
Vegas?
Cole is done for the ALCS and World Series because he tested positive. He's down for 14 days.
So
do you just play on, or you just end the season?
I don't know. Do baseball players get paid during playoffs?
They get playoff share. You know what they get? They get a percentage of the gate. So they're pool. So it's like a 5-game series. You get
so what
the first
percentage
two
of zero
days
do they get?
The rest goes to the league. So no one's in the stands. So no, you probably wouldn't. You probably wouldn't. So the thing is that you got to figure out a way to play with it. I mean, you have to. And listen, if it is testing every single day, we're not there. That's why I say it ain't happening. There's going to be no baseball. I don't think it's going to be anything. You know, football, I guess, has a chance. We'll see what changes in 3 or 4 months. They're not going to allow it. Like, they have beaten me down. They have broken me down. Yeah, I thought sports would come back before any kind of anything in the economy that it could be done. It's not. The economy, stores will open up before sports. Team sports will be up and running. It's over.
Dunsky.
It's not going to let it happen.
It's not a reporting term.
Now, Dana White's going to own sports here because he's the one guy that will just fight through it. He will.
Yeah, I thought baseball was going to have a chance, but
no.
It just seems like there's too much infighting, so you treat it like a strike year.
Yeah, KBO right now, Korean baseball, whatever organization. They're They're probably week three right now in the season. Week three. Meanwhile, these guys, people aren't going to let it happen in this country.
No, I don't think they
wouldn't
are.
Be working they, in this country.
No,
they will never let them do what they're doing over there.
Well, again, we talked about it in the ESPN piece, and you've got the players have one opinion of what should happen. The owners have a different opinion. The doctors have a different opinion. And then you've got the political officials, whether it's governors, mayors, or whatever. They have a totally different opinion. And what happens when the governors or the mayor...
Oh, there it is.
If one of your guys tests positive... And does anybody think that Charlie Baker or Marty Walsh is going to sit there taking the heat of a Red Sox player or two Red Sox players testing positive, sitting there going, everything's okay, it's all right, don't worry about it, people? No, because it's not going to look good happening in Massachusetts or happening in Boston. And they're going to put pressure on the Red Sox or Major League Baseball
to shut down. They got somebody in this ESPN article, is it Beth Blauer, executive director of John Hopkins Center for Civic Impact. She's talking about, I wouldn't want players playing in Atlanta's ballpark because, you know, Georgia's opened up. And she's right now declaring that she wouldn't put players in Atlanta's ballpark, even though they've opened up. Because she sees an increase in deaths coming because of the reopening. You got to determine where to play based on modeling. You can't just bring players into hotspots. Between mid-May and June, how devastating decisions are and where the new hotspots are potentially. So she's already predicting that Georgia and Atlanta is going to be a new hotspot because they've opened up.
Yeah, but
she's
pissed
they've opened up. She wants the world shut down.
Again, that's her opinion.
So she doesn't want baseball in Atlanta.
But it's political. She, as a doctor, what she's saying is she does not believe because it's her, she's taken the Hippocratical oath here to make sure that not a single person dies. So she's looking at it saying, how can you go back and open society up when people are still dying? But I'm looking at the numbers right now, okay? And Georgia is down, guys. The deaths are way down right now. And they have opened up their society. Yesterday you had 26, day before you had 10. 44 the day before, 23, but they're way down.
I will admit, I understand the lag. We'll see where they are in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Because right? If you're down for 2 weeks, we'll see.
Correct.
3 weeks, 4 weeks, we'll see where those numbers are. So far, I agree it's good. But to sit there and just be part of this baseball discussion and say, you know, Georgia has opened up, but I wouldn't go in Atlanta because this deaths are going to skyrocket now that they've reopened. I'm pissed they reopened. They shouldn't be open. End of the economy. Oh, by the way, did I tell you I'm getting a check every two freaking weeks? Because I'm still working, getting paid. I think we should shut the country down. Oh, I'm getting paid. A lot of good buying opportunities because I still got money. I'm getting paid. I don't care. Shut the state down. I'm getting a check every 2 weeks. Shut up. I hate those people.
All right, 617-779-7937. Football, can they fight through all of this stuff? Is football the one sport that you can look at right now and say, they're going to start? Come hell or high water, they're going to stop. We get to your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
This deal needs to be done with May still on the date. Like that, it's as simple as that. If you don't have that, then you will not have baseball in early July, starting off actual regular season games. You will not have spring training. There's so much logistically, Greeny, that needs to get done that this 67-page plan outlines. And whether it's physicians, whether it's teams, whether it's players, you need to have everything running as smoothly as possible if you want to hit those timetables.
That is Jeff Passan. So it is the 20th of May, and he says if we don't get this stuff done between now and the end of May, we're Dunsky. We're Dunsky. So, okay, putting baseball aside.
At the end of May.
Yeah, so I have no real good feel for baseball coming back this summer. I don't have a great feel for basketball. They're still, by the way, trying to work out a deal with Disney World to do it down there because they've come to the conclusion they can't do it in individual cities. They're going to have to do it under the biodome, whatever.
And who do you think who do you think needs to tap out first? Tap out. Like, listen, we're out. We're done. We can't do it.
Oh,
like,
I don't think NHL, I don't think any team's going to do that. They're going to go to the end.
Really?
Baseball. Yeah, Lou already brought it up.
You don't think the NHL will tap out at some point for the 2019-2020 season?
I don't think anybody's tapping out until late June.
Okay, that's why I asked you.
Because who's going to be
the first team, first sport, not team, the first sport to tap out? Will it be NHL, NBA, or MLB?
MLB.
I'm not even going to use football. You think MLB will tap out before the NBA?
I think it'll become obvious because you're not going to have. I think with the NBA, both sides agree. There's no financial issues there. Same thing with the NHL.
So why wouldn't they tap out now? Why wouldn't they just tap out? I mean, the longer they go, the worse it is for them.
They don't want to play.
Their season is basically over.
Yeah, but there are too many logistical issues that they have to deal with. Baseball's got a separate problem, and that is how we share the pie here.
Yeah, but I think the luxury that Major League Baseball has is that they still have more time. They could still start. They could change when they officially start half the season, and then they can go into the winter. But NBA and NHL, you guys, listen, we're going to have to start prepping for the next season. So either we make a decision or we tap out.
Numbers.
So I think it's either NBA or NHL tap out first before Major League Baseball.
I would say basketball can sit there and say, you know, we could – start a five-game regular season playoff in July, you know, or we could just bring back the playoff teams like the NHL could. We're just going to bring back the playoff teams. Maybe we're going to add.
That's what I think they're talking
about. Maybe we're going to add a couple of teams. So now you're talking about, you know, almost half of a league in some, whatever it is, right? So less than half of a league. You're talking about lower numbers, you know, as far as personnel goes. You know, if the NBA's got, 13-man roster, maybe you carry an extra two or three with you, so 15, 16 players. Hockey, same thing. You know, baseball's talking about a 15-man taxi squad, you know, and having like a 30-man roster. And they're talking about playing 81 games every single day. So, just the amount of games, the volume, the more people involved. I think baseball right now seems to be the hardest one to get going, harder than NBA or NHL.
Don't you think that they could – if they don't figure something out by the end of May, you think they're just going to say screw it?
No,
I think they'll fight even more.
No, they'll fight through it because the owners want to make the players look like the bad guys. So you're going to fight through it.
Fight through it. I don't get what you mean. Fight through it.
Well,
fight
you continue
it and have
to
a season.
No, we're not done yet. We're still trying to work it out. If the players come to the table here, you know, we get some revenue sharing, and maybe we can get it done. No. I think it's going to become a situation where the owners are going to play the players to try to get to that point. They don't want to look like the bad guys, but you look at the logistics, and with the NBA and the NHL, most of the players have already gotten most of their salary. All right. So, and they both agree, both sides agree in the NBA and the NHL. There's a real split here with Major League Baseball. That's why I don't think they have much of a chance.
I'm just saying those leagues, they're not discussing the financials, though.
Right. That's right.
It's already done.
Yeah.
Baseball they're dealing with what those two leagues are dealing with, plus trying to figure out the financial side of it.
Right.
There's too much. There's just too much going on. They're not going to be able to figure it out. The question is, you know, who gets blame and how much damage is done to a sport right now? And I think there's going to be a lot of damage done.
And look at what the NFL is already doing. So the NFL knows that they're going to have a revenue issue because they're going to lose all of the people in the stands. On the other hand, they're the ones that are the most protected and insulated based on revenue sharing with all the network TV money, and it's far greater than all of those other sports combined. So what are they doing right now? Well, they're probably going to tell the local teams, you know what you can do? You can do advertising. You can put tarps on the seats and put advertising up there, and it'll all be seen on TV. Now, the networks may go ballistic about it because you may be putting competing products up there that they already, you know, thought that they had exclusivity to. But it's going to be another revenue stream. That's the way the NFL thinks. And the NFL's got a pair of balls, and they're going to be willing to fight through this. I mean, we already know Roger Goodell has no problem with people hating him.
Come on, bring it on.
That's right. He likes it. Boomy. Say what? He has no problem. New England hates him and forever will hate him. He doesn't give a rat's ass. And that, you getting back to your point, Christian, that may be the attitude you need to fight through this, because the optics will kill you.
I'm telling you, if you don't have a spine, then you'll never get through it. You won't. And maybe you guys are right. Maybe I always felt like the NBA and the NHL, their limitations, I think, are significant. But if you're not worried about starting, if you're okay starting in July, well, then you still got a lot of time. I just think of all the hockey players that haven't been on the ice because there is no ice. Guys that are working out in their garages are not working out at all. Basketball players who haven't picked up a basketball. So, I mean, they have to start all over again. And yeah, quite frankly, so do baseballs. But so I just don't know. There's got to be a point where the players say, you know what, we did our best. And the NBA and the NHL are in a better position to say, you know what, we did our best.
I just think that they're in a better position to just run the playoffs. I just saw this tweet from The Athletic. Shams and Sam Amick just tweeted out, developing Orlando's Walt Disney Resort.
Yep.
Is on track to win the bid to become the NBA's playing site to resume 19-20 season, with the hope of merging of games tipping off mid-July.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. These players, it's less teams, less players. They'll all go down to Orlando for the playoffs. And some guys will say, you know what? Well, maybe it'll be a couple of weeks. Others will say, maybe it'll be a month. Others will say, maybe hopefully it's going to be 2 months, right? The teams that want to be there for 2 months.
Well, and
maybe
the good
be
teams,
part of this quarantine.
The good teams are going to stay longer. The crappy teams are going to be out in a 2 weeks.
But they want to stay longer because LeBron wants to win. Giannis wants to get to the finals. Kawhi wants to get back to the finals. So you got three teams that don't mind going away for 2 months and having a playoff system.
Problem
Some guys
nothing,
know they're going to be back for just a couple of weeks. Others don't have to go back because it's just the playoffs. It's a whole different ball game when you're talking about 81 games, playing every day. You have no idea what the finances, how much you're going to get paid, plus the restrictions. But to me, baseball's the hardest one to get going right now, and I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I think if you're going to Orlando and you're an 8th seed, 7th seed, 6th seed, and you lose the first two games, you're good. You just throw the towel in.
Yeah.
We're done. Going home, honey. You know, that's what you do.
Yeah, went to Orlando for a week. What a beautiful time.
And the problem is nothing is going to be open. The more and more you hear, the Coronado Beach Hotel apparently is going to be one of the hotels that they're going to open up. So if they're opening up all these big, huge hotels, many of them already are Disney Vacation Club hotels, they're basically telling you the public's not coming down here. We're going to be closed for a while. And so we need something, some type of revenue, and they're taking in the NBA right now. And it's the same company.
Well, it's a smart move. It's a smart move, and it's basketball, and they can have multiple games, tournament. And that's a place, I said, it's over 250 acres. And
yeah, but they'll be confined in an area.
No, my point is that they're used to holding, you know, tournaments, like big tournaments,
yes,
college tournaments, little league tournaments. And they're used to holding 10 tournaments at the same time.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. So, to me, it's a perfect situation. So, maybe it isn't the NBA. Maybe it is Major League Baseball that taps out first. But talk about a bad look.
The NBA figured it out.
And NHL figured it out. But baseball, you know, freaking
when you see
baseball.
That 68-page report or the cliff notes of it, it makes you realize that it's impossible to run a league staying in your own house, staying in your own city, and traveling around. The only way to do it right now is to do possibly what the NBA is doing.
Yeah, the biodome.
A bubble.
Right.
That is it. If the NHL is like, we're going to go to a few cities, whatever, and everybody's there, like a bubble. That is it. You got to quarantine. You got to isolate. I'm sorry, but because what baseball is trying to do is trying to now play a game while isolating, like actually playing the game, isolating from each other. You got to get to the point where once people walk into that building, you go play your sport, period, end of story, because you're all negative.
But you can't do 81 games and take people and put them in a biodome and
they're
bubble.
Not doing 81 yeah, games.
You can't do
they're
it.
Not doing 81.
No, that's what I mean. The NBA, but you can it, do it, that because it's the playoffs. And as Lou pointed out, if you're one of the lower seeds and you lose in the first round, you're going home. It's not a big deal. So you're going to end up with, you know, eight teams and then four teams. And it's not that big a deal. It isn't. But I think the NBA is realizing it is the only chance they have. They can't do it in individual cities because they're going to be under different mandates depending on what the rules are in those different cities. Some cities are going to welcome them with open arms and they're going to be able to do whatever they want. In other cities, you're not going to be able to do squat. We're going to get more into this. Plus, ESPN broke it down. And I'm wondering if most people agree. The Patriots had themselves a miserable offseason. And even more so when you compare it to those other 31 teams in the league. We'll get to some of that and some Patriot news coming up from today as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.